Village media asked resident Timbit connoisseur and reporter Keegan, sour cream glazed, Kozolanka to review the new Tim Biebs. The anticipation in the office was palpable Monday morning as I was called in to attend in person for a major assignment. Breaking news, as they say. That task, of course, is to do a thorough review of the new collaboration between Tim Hortons and Justin Bieber. For those who have managed to avoid hearing about this, starting this week Tim Hortons is offering Tim Biebs, a collection of three new flavored Timbits, chocolate white fudge, sour cream chocolate chip and birthday cake waffle, which were reportedly helped crafted by Bieber. If that's not enough, there is a toque, fanny pack and tote bag featuring the Tim Biebs logo. They're available for a limited time. 10 packs are about a dollar more than the regular ones. A box of Timbits is not an unusual sight in any newsroom, so we are well versed in the ins and outs of them, but it's fitting that I review them being from Hamilton, the birthplace of Tim Hortons as we know it today. See. North Bay lays claim to Hamilton's Tim Hortons origin story at first glance. I like the use of the classic black and yellow colors for the box. With Bieber being around my age, I think he appreciates the retro quality it gives and reminds us of the Tim Hortons of our childhoods. But how do the flavors stack up? There were no surprises when it came to the chocolate white fudge, that one absolutely rules. The white fudge was a good addition to the chocolate Timbit, it didn't overpower what is already a good thing. Ruling. 9/10. What was surprising was the birthday cake waffle. When I first heard about this one, I was puzzled. How can something be both a birthday cake and a waffle? One bite and I thought, oh, I get it now. This is a very maple syrup forward Timbit, even sweeter than the already sweet birthday cake one. This seemed to be the favorite around the newsroom, but when I thought about it, I feel they might have gone a bit far with the sweetness. Another good one of the three, but I don't think it was better than the chocolate white fudge. Ruling. 8/10. I hotly anticipated the sour cream chocolate chip. In my opinion, the best of the regular Timbits is sour cream glazed and it's not even close. So what a disappointment this Tim Biebs is. The chocolate chips added a somewhat nice crunch but ultimately take away from the sour cream donut experience. I believe there's no bad flavor of Timbit, it is just a ball of fat and sugar regardless of flavor, but this one just let me down. Ruling. 5/10. The novelty is fun but that'll be up to you if it's worth shelling out a bit more for these Timbits. I personally have had my fun and will probably just stick to the usual.